Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, we are told, was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. 1 Kings 14:21. We're also informed that his mother was, quote, an Ammonitess. Since Solomon only reigned 40 years, he obviously married this Gentile bride, Naamah, before he ascended the throne. The fact that she's mentioned at the beginning and end of Rehoboam's reign, verse 31, may point to her influence on her son. After 5 years of rampant idolatry, the Lord removed his protection and, quote, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, verse 25. Here's some irony. When the Lord delivered the Israelites, quote, they plundered the Egyptians, Exodus 12:36, taking that wealth to build the Lord's sanctuary. And what did Shishak plunder? Quote, the treasures of the house of the Lord, 1 Kings 14:26. The people seemed to have no appreciation for the lavish appointments of the Lord's earthly dwelling. They had their idols, after all. So why not let the Egyptians have them? It's true in every sphere. Use it or lose it. Then the divine author bluntly states, quote, he took away everything. But one collection of items is expressly listed. Quote, he also took away all the gold shields which Solomon had made, verse 26. There were 300 of them, each made of hammered gold. Just imagine them reflecting the king in his glory, as our shield of faith should do. But the people seem not to care that our Lord, quote, is a shield to all who trust in him, Psalm 18, verse 30. So, quote, Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place, 1 Kings 14:27. Say, Christian, is your shield of faith a pale imitation of, quote, the faith once delivered to the saints, Jude verse 3? Let's value every precious truth, and also those, quote, from whom you have learned them, 2 Timothy 3:14.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.